It's been a minute. Good morning.
Peace and blessings and manifestations to those. All these mics are too goddamn loud. My God unto us.
My God unto us.
I heard the freaking the static in the background. Jehovah. There we go. I can hear more now. There we go. I'm turn these down just a little bit. It's been a minute.
It has.
It's been a minute.
It has. It has. How have you been?
Girl, I've been okay. Have you been?
You know, present.
That's all you can ask.
Amen. So, amen.
You know.
Yeah.
A lot of things right now is most definitely if it's God's will.
Amen.
It's God's will. But the lights want to stay on.
I don't know if I have to pay my bill or whatever. I can't rely on that. I cannot rely on that there.
All I'm thinking I'm going to say is go Birds. Because you know the Super Bowl happened. We were supposed to record.
Ka-ka!
Let me get a Warhawks. Oh.
No. No. Fuck y'all, man.
But huh. Huh, okay. Go Trojans. But you know, it's all about the tide, baby. It's all about the tide. You worry, people are weird.
War motherfucking eagle. War eagle.
No, first and foremost, I know we said we was gonna get these topics. Fuck them college basketball niggas, bro.
No, let's talk about this, baby. Tell you bitches something. And I don't give a fuck if it is $5. Bitch, it was my $5. When y'all hit them motherfucking courts, bitch, you better give it your all. Cause I got 5 on 25 Hundun. Where's my motherfucking money?
I just don't understand how you have a great last couple games. And then this game, you want to play under.
Or Steph fucking Curry. How you go from sucking at rebounds the last 6 games, and now all of a sudden you want to be the motherfucking rebound king to cost me my motherfucking $1,500.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goddamn biracial. Tie these niggas. If you have any ideas for how we gonna get this money on Prize Picks and other sites, please hit us up. Prize Picks
Underdog, because you can't use DraftKings, yeah. FanDuel,
we into all that shit. I got 5 on it. Heavy on that. If you got any ideas for them goblins and them demons, heavy on the demons because you win big. Let me tell y'all something. I betted on 3 soccer players. Lost 2 of them. But see, that last one, all 3 of them were demons and I still won $50. And so if you got a plug into how we can get to the money, one of the niggas on my Snapchat, he played like 4 players. He did $200, which is a little too steep for my blood. I got 6 kids at home. But he won $3,800.
Damn.
Right. So, if you got the plan, my mama did pretty good. She did pretty good. I lost a little bit, but she did pretty good with her choices.
ChatGPT did pretty good.
Yeah, that's really.
Mm-hmm. I think I lost like what, 2?
That's it.
Out of the 6 pick, yeah.
Well, shit. Hit us up, cause we trying to get to the money. I need $25K by tomorrow. Okay. Okay. I know y'all not gonna hit us till next week. And so when you hear next week, be hitting us up. Cause
so that's Sunday. They hit us tomorrow.
Oh, you gonna do it like that?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. I need $2,500 by Tuesday. Okay? Wednesday at the latest. I need y'all to really hit it hard. Okay?
Can we make that 5K? Because I need 25 too.
We need 100K by Wednesday. Okay? Because I'm trying to get to it. Y'all know I'm not no gambler. I don't really get into all that because I'll cut you. But for this here, and I still might cut them, I'm going to start knocking on dorm room doors in a second. You, especially for you college niggas, because I don't know what y'all problem is.
Try to bet on the motherfucking goddamn Super Bowl. Them niggas pissed us off. I was going to bet on the All-Star Basketball. Mm-mm. I was scared. I got sent the lineup today, but I was scared.
And I wonder how they gonna do tonight too. I really wonder. I really wonder how they gonna do. If they hit them, be mad as hell.
Yeah, cause they've been hitting for the last couple of days. Mm. The damn demons been. But see, college basketball,
it's
though.
The high state. That's a high state because you can only vote on them more. Now, I really just feel like if they could just put like 1 point in, then yeah.
Yeah, because the 1.5 and a 2.5, you can't get a half a point.
Right. What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that?
Just do over 2 points.
Yeah. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with
and
me.
If they just break even, they break even.
No, they need to hit my, I want my fucking money.
Valid.
I want my money. These schools ain't that far. I'm
like, kiss the niggas outside.
I'm taking all the white women. Oh. No, too much? I'm sorry.
Turn that mic down just a little bit.
Fuck them.
Goddamn.
Fuck them boys. Fuck them boys.
Stressing us the fuck out.
No, hold on.
Got me scared to put on my motherfucking money back on that shit.
I'm not finna stress, man. I refuse. But fuck them boys. But if y'all got any ideas, please let us know. We out here trying to get to the bread just like everybody else. I promise you it's going to good causes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, credit cards. You know, if I get enough, I commit to paying Sally Mae back. You know?
I get an iris her money.
Yeah.
Well, she got to get her money regardless, so I'll be...
Yeah.
Sir, will you have a search warrant? Oh. A warrant for your arrest.
I will literally pay her back. I just need the money to pay her back because she's not getting out my paycheck. That I don't play like that.
They already get too many taxes out of there.
Right. And I done cut that off for a few months because I need...
Make sure you put money back.
Yeah. I don't. What you got to like, what, 3 months?
You can do the whole year.
Oh, fuck no. That's when you owe. You gonna do 3 months to not owe. No. I already owed him like $200. Technically.
If you get somebody on there, I know a guy. Real talk.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need some money. If y'all got too many kids, let me claim one of them. I'll give you $1,500. Let me get one. Maybe even two.
Nyana had said I could, Nyana and Kendra. Kendra wanted me to claim one of hers. Nyana wanted me to claim one of hers.
She sure do got 9 kids. Give me 2 of them crumb snatchers.
She might.
Yeah, give me about 2 of them. I get 1,000 P. Yeah. You got 6, you can spell 2. Shit. She gonna cuss me out, yeah. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. No, shit. No, why Pepe say that? No, why Pepe say that? But yeah, mm-hmm. But fuck you niggas.
Where do we want to start? My God, today. Where do we want to start?
Girl, why you got on that goddamn plane? Took your ass to Atlanta for a 25-year-old, and you, definitely not 25. And you tried to out him on TikTok, but he came back with the messages. You want to eat his booch cake?
That boy came back with the meanest reverse Uno card.
Yeah,
and to be 25. But then what I do like is that somebody else entered the playing field.
Ooh,
a biracial.
Oh, white woman.
No, man. she was clearly heavy on the black phenotype, heavy, but heavy on light skin. And you know, he claimed he spent the whole weekend, Valentine's Day, with his daughter because he couldn't find a babysitter. Our girl said, no.
He's with me.
He was laid up with me and the child.
Oh, at least the baby was still there.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was his weekend.
He didn't lie completely.
Omission is a lie. Omission is a lie. It is.
The baby was there, so.
Yes, but he wasn't alone. And it looks like what it really looks like is that he made plans with that woman just in case Lightbright didn't pull through. And she pulled through. This also looks like a case of colorism. Heavy colorism. Now, is her old ass dumb for flying out to a 25-year-old? Absolutely. Bitch, you over 30. You over 30. And he wasn't even that motherfucking fine. Okay? He was decent looking.
That's all.
He was decent looking. He was not that motherfucking fine. To be flying out and you don't have a hotel. You don't have a secure place to stay.
And she was like, I'll be fucking with some of y'all favorite rappers and they be da 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 da.
So where was the money?
Because you don't have no money for now?
Hmm.
Apparently, you ain't been fucking nobody here up for Flying Spirit. I don't know who you fucking with.
Flying Spirit is crazy.
If you got to get there, okay, but.
I mean, they are the only ones that ain't crashed. But.
Them in Southwest. Them in Southwest. Southwest ain't had an incident. If everybody got a Boeing plane, they started with America.
Taking my chances on that boat. Spirit. What if your spirit don't make it?
I ain't never heard no bad situations with the Spirit flight. As in going down.
Oh.
Inverting.
Well, yeah.
One plane I won't get on is Alaska. Y'all got too much shit happening over there.
I don't even know them. I don't know that many.
Great, because, you know, I want to meet them black people in Alaska. I heard y'all got colors up there.
Yeah, they got colors. They ghetto is there.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody got ghetto.
My type of care now.
They probably shoot nice bullets.
You and my type of care? No. I wonder if them bitches hurt.
An ice bullet?
Yeah.
You ever been hit with a piece of ice?
Yeah. Take them out one
by. Oh. One. Oh. Oh. Okay.
Alaska's pretty big. It's bigger than Texas. It's like half the U.S.
I mean, yeah, but the whole Alaska ain't populated. It's cool up there. It's cool. Down there, whatever. Down there, up there, whatever. That too, whatever. It's cold. But you gonna freeze to death. You already don't like the cold.
I can't breathe in it. It's all right.
You. Nah, imagine taking out having to run for your life. Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Be good. Party.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah. Long as I had a bear.
6'5 man found passed out on the ice bank surrounded by polar bears.
Now that's dangerous. A polar bear? That's a deal.
You can swim.
Who? Girl, how many times do we have this conversation?
You can't swim. My God, unto
I can swim enough to save my life.
In ice water?
We might not make it too far. You know what? Polar bears are great swimmers.
Yeah. I don't know. Polar bears are a breed of them. They can swim and run. But they've been starving lately, so you might make it out. You might just make it out. You might be able to fight that bitch. Maybe.
A bit me. Yeah,
but you might be able to take them. They've been real poor body lately.
Ain't no fish. We be eating all the fish.
Who is we?
Those of us that like fish.
Those of you who can eat it.
That too.
Yeah.
You can't just.
Wah.
Oh, that's so good. So see your throat swelling up. Yeah, bring me the MVP.
Death be upon thee. All right, in other news. Goddamn biracials. It's a little white girl.
White girl.
She's white.
White.
She's white.
White.
She entered a contest, y'all, for black women. Now, this little white girl has never claimed at any point in time to be black. She does not identify as black. She didn't even identify as biracial before today, actually. And Twitter has been dragging her ass all up and down her and them other biracial
drug
apologists that are out there, we know. But this is clearly a white woman. Clearly. And of course she had to show her parents, well, her one half black parent, because that is not a fully black man. You know, them Caribbeans, they be mixed too, more than likely, Bob Marley. And they love claiming that they're black. This lady is a white woman. She looks white. She straightens her so-called curly hair to better fit in with whiteness, because we know white women who have curly hair typically do not wear it. They always straighten it, which is why it ends up in that loose-ass curl pattern that's burned. And she falls in thine category. But they are eating her alive. and I have thoroughly enjoyed it today.
Sorry, sorry, no, my mind. When you said straighten her curly hair, my mind went Candace Owens. Sorry.
Kinky, curly, straight. Huh? I don't know what's wrong with people. And she's literally talking about she's been bullied all her life. Bullied by who? Because I can guarantee you, they don't look like your dad or darker.
And this is when I turn and look at the camera and go, oh well.
I don't know. I just can't imagine a white person walking up to me talking about something they black. Imagine something that looks like your white pillowcase.
I'm black. In whose reality?
Right. When you walk out into the world, when you walk into a store, what do they see? That is the question we should be asking ourselves. When you walk out into the public, what does the world see? What do they hear?
Valley girl.
Because for her father to be Caribbean, she don't sound Caribbean. She sounds
white.
Like white woman.
Poor mayonnaise.
Oh. Okay.
Oh yeah, I can't say that. Huh?
Mayonnaise is funny. I didn't see that coming. Wow. I didn't see that coming at all. That was pretty good. That's pretty good. And then on to our next white girl. This lady been cheating on her husband with a football player. And he definitely has a type.
I forgot about that.
Because his wife is white. And you know what's a shame? He started sleeping with that white woman in November. He took Christmas pictures the next week with his whole family. All four kids and wife. Nice, happy-go-lucky ass pictures. And that woman's husband got on Twitter and blasted the shit out of him. Nudes and all.
What it all took down?
Yeah, he deleted Twitter because folks were telling myself, I wouldn't post this, the FBI couldn't got this out of me. Nah, because technically she worked for the job. So she met him on the job. Yes.
Why don't white crime is crazy?
Yes. That girl told that man, you were so deep, I thought you were going to rearrange my IUD. I know that white man wept. I know he well.
What you doing here? weeping.
I know he well. So deep, I thought you were going to rearrange my IUD. I'm
going to push that motherfucker right the fuck on
that. That white man ain't never felt that IUD before.
He was just ticking on the wall.
Question, y'all be sleeping with white men? I know some of y'all sleep with white women, so that's not even a fucking question. I don't have to play that game. I don't have to ask that. I know some of y'all are some bunny hoppers, or have hopped a bunny or four. I almost called some names.
Don't do that.
But y'all be sleeping with white men? Be honest. Anybody gonna fight you?
That's a lie. You might.
I might block them. Depending on who it is. Because there are some people I have encouraged. I'm guilty of encouraging. I'm not going to do it, so somebody got to do it.
You told me to do it for money.
I sure have. I'm not going to do it. That's nasty.
I'm always on the chopping block when somebody needs something.
You sure are. Somebody got to do it.
Why does it have to be me? Why not Zach?
Zach ain't here. But if he was closer, I would ship him out too. And I know he gonna do it because money involved. He just want his portion. Whore.
He don't listen anyway.
He sure don't.
Neither one of them do.
Nah, they don't.
Every time we mention it, y'all got a podcast?
I'm not gonna hold y'all listen to them. I don't be listening to them bitches. My next comment was going to be very, it was going to be very heavy. Yep. That was rude. Never mind.
Yeah. Never mind. I could see it.
Never mind. It was.
I could see it.
It was formulating. It was. It was.
Jesus, Jehovah.
It was.
Jireh.
And then there was the last one. It is very heavily white centered during Black History Month. What's wrong with y'all?
What's the last one?
What was his name? Tyler. The black boy on Twitter.
Oh,
who,
yeah.
Who went on. See, here's the thing.
The New York City Times.
Yes, Lord. Here's the thing. Audacity is a motherfucking. Some way, somehow, all men always have the audacity.
Yeah.
Audacity. How does one critique and judge other people for feeling that mediocre looking white men are cute and then dates a mediocre looking white man?
They have a Twitter page only dedicated to dating mediocre looking white men. I mean, fucking mediocre looking white man.
And calls him fine. Says that people are combing through his media trying to find out a way to say that his boyfriend is not attractive. That man looks like a fucking minion. A cone head and minion mixed at that. And I just don't understand. And then to say that he's not anti-black, but everybody that he responded to combat with was black. He didn't say anything to the white people. None at all.
Of course he did.
And they were tearing his ass up. But then for them to locate a freak page and that man to be drinking your human lemonade for fun. You didn't see that?
I didn't see that video.
Oh, my God, unto us. Yes. Yes. And some of them have access to the boyfriend's page because his page was already private. Like, it's a frequent thing. Like, he comes home from work before he goes to work. After the gym, he wants it from the tap. Wanting it, period, is already nasty. But I'm talking about googling full jugs of this man's human lemonade.
Drinking piss is crazy.
Drinking piss. Water sports alone is already a little shaky.
Water sports. Motherfucking goddamn.
Scat play. Shaky.
I only scat I got for y'all. Do 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 do. That. That's all I got.
Shaky as hell.
That's nasty.
That's nasty as bitch.
That's like musk for musk.
That's, I can't. Mm-mm.
Treason.
Off with their head. I want the firing squad.
You know, I really want to be able to kill guillotine. I'm not gonna hold you. No, bitch. I don't know. I just feel like everybody needs a guillotine.
To do what?
You said off with their head. Shing. Oh.
Prison.
Yeah. I mean, people murder folks all the time.
Bitch, who you think finna write you? Fuck that. Writing is the least you. Who you think finna visit you? You know, they gotta search you. Like, they strip you down like you in prison when you come to visit.
Y'all come see me.
Bitch, who, let me tell you something. When I got arrested and they took me back there, when that man said, you gotta strip, I looked, who? Baby, I don't know you. You ain't took me on the first date. It's protocol. For who? Because I don't strip for free.
I know that's right. 20s and...
Yeah. 20s only. A 50. Remix. Hold your leg up, ho. Hold your leg up, ho. Hold your leg up, ho. I'm getting a cramp. Hold on, bitch. I'm getting old. Come on.
Big booty hole.
It's a lot of money in the room.
Hold on. A beatboxer, hold on. When you learn that?
Huh?
When you learn that?
I been know how to do that.
Bitch. We've never discussed this.
My beat changed up. It's all right.
Who casually beatbox?
I was in band.
Bitch, being in band and beatboxing, I was in band. I can't beatbox. I do a little something. But bitch, I can't beatbox.
It's easy.
Who the fuck? Either way, they gotta stop all these issues here are a lot. They're just a lot.
And you know what they all come around the circle of?
What?
Whiteness.
Mm. Crazy work. Mm. Crazy work. But you know what? One has been dedicated to boycotting.
Ah.
One except Aldi. Now,
hear us out. And for you bitches that was out there talking about some stick it to the man, vote third party, all this shit, I know y'all gonna have some ones to say, but go out there and revolutionize like y'all supposed to be doing and not wait for us to do it. Anyway,
bitches.
I got a full refrigerator
of groceries, freezer included.
My truck is stacked
for $144. So Aldi is gonna have to stay. She's gonna have to stay. I ain't been a Target in a month. That's a lot for me.
I ain't been to Target. I ain't been to Walmart.
I ain't been to Publix.
Well, I really go to Walmart, so there's the.
It's been a month. And see, this is a lot.
Oh, and Amazon, y'all, I'm sorry. I can't do without her. I need stuff off that. Y'all want us to boycott Amazon? I can't do it.
I'm not letting her go. I'm not letting her go. That's crazy. That's wild. I got stocks over there. I need my money. Shop Amazon, please. I need my money. Y'all, do the thing. Bezos is not the CEO.
He's not.
He's just a stakeholder. He does not represent Amazon. Okay. Yeah, keep shopping. Keep shopping. I need my monies. And other things. See, the more you shop, the higher my stocks go. And then, you know, the more I can do stuff with. Somebody got to buy these plane tickets, okay? That's why we also need jobs. Your daddy tripping. We drive everywhere. Your daddy tripping. We drive everywhere. Shit. Driving up. You know, it is Mardi Gras, so if y'all have not, you know, go on drive down to the 251 or to the. What's the area code in Louisiana?
I don't know.
Oh, drive over there. Oh, shit. Drive to the 901 to the SIP.
337 or something like that? 337? Louisiana?
I don't fucking know. Either way.
Go to my girl.
Drive down there. Celebrate. Let's say le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll, bitch. Because it's a good time every time. Now, you might have to dodge a bullet or three. But that is very random. And it's okay. Stay out folks' face. Mind your business. And their business won't mind you. Maybe. Possibly.
Just be safe.
Last time that kid got shot. I'm not gonna hold you, it was kind of funny. Not that the kid was getting shot was funny. Let me break it down. Hold on. Picture it. Sicily, 1963, okay?
Wow.
So we was down yonder.
Uh-huh.
It was my sister's engagement party.
Uh-huh.
Boom, boom, pow. He did the thing. Rada, rada, rada. We in there. Kicking shit, talking shit, drinking, vibing, smoking cigars, you know, the whole thing. Hurry, hold, pop, 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 pop. Now, we was inside, but still was like, damn, that's crazy. Then we find out it was a kid that got popped. They alive, though. But it's just, you just never know. You just never fucking know. You just never know.
Ducking and dodging. Ducking and dodging. Yeah. Ducking. Hitting a little Kim.
Some.
Did you duck or was you just standing there?
Bitch, I was just standing there. Oh, let me tell you. We've been through this.
They're not shooting at you.
You've seen me in action when this happens. They're not shooting at me. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm covered. Daddy! Oh.
Glory!
What did that woman say? Shout out, mama! Hey.
But I'm not. I'm not going through all that.
Yes.
We not going. That's too much. You gotta fall down on the ground and shit. I'm not Donnie McCarter.
I'm just hitting the little Kim.
I'm not. You supposed to hit the ground. Both shoes supposed to.
The bullet can come down. So.
Exactly, but they tell you to hit the ground. Just get the, I'm not Donnie McCarter.
We fall down.
Right. That's too much. That's she too might much.
Not get up.
Not even because I'm here, just because, bitch, I'm tired. The fuck?
It feels good.
They got down here.
Good night.
Hell, fucking tired.
Anyway.
I'm going to do this. But that's really all it's been. I mean, it's been more, politics is just a little heavy. Yes. And those of you who did not vote, voted third party, or voted for exactly who you know you shouldn't have voted for.
Fuck you. It's simple.
Yeah.
It's really just fucking. We're just gonna keep it pushing.
We getting exactly what it is. Exactly what it is and none of what it ain't. Now people are doing their due diligence to block what they can, but
However,
here we are. Here we are. They don't make assassinators like they used to.
They don't, unfortunately.
My God, unto
stop
us.
Asking what Kamala is. That woman's at home resting.
Somebody called her Biden and Obama. Tell them they're just sitting by watching him.
What are they supposed to do?
Bitch! Huh? I don't know how you think this works.
When did he look sick? Now, why am I in it?
Like,
see, I'm just over here minding my business. They call my name.
Just, I don't know how you think this works.
It don't work like that.
But it don't work like
y'all
that.
Y'all had, what was it, November 7th to go out and do this? November 6th. One of them damn days in November, y'all had the chance to go out there and vote. But what did y'all didn't do? Vote.
They voted all right.
And I found it very, you know, hey.
Straight to hell is what they damn did. Sent us straight to hell.
Fuck them.
Heavy on them. Fuck them. But, you know, in recent news, niggas have started going back to church.
Yeah.
Flame the spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's in a wine car. Yes, he is. Oh, long time gone. Yes, he is. Yeah, and you may not come when you wanna, but he'll be there right on time. Yeah, he's in a wine car. Yes, he used to be.
We saw Dolly Peoples today, y'all. We saw Daddy Peoples.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew.
DMJ did a thing with that. He did a little one thing, pulling her out there.
I just knew that little lean back. I just knew that little 1-inch heel was not going to hold up. I just knew.
What you said about it? Oh.
Shit! God damn it! I was going, if she would have hit that flow. I just hear, oh Lord, shit! Is all they would have heard come across the damn camera feed because y'all have let down the people's
fall. Did you watch her go up the steps?
That's when I thought she was going. And she tipped again. If they would have let Dottie Peoples hit that motherfucking stage on her back. The words I was going to let out across that camera feed was going to have us barred from the church house.
Walk up down to think, edit that out.
Please. Please cut that part out. Because what other reaction are you supposed to have?
Damn.
Because I just, something in me don't see, I don't feel like, oh Lord, quite gets it. That's, that doesn't.
The shit would have had it.
The magnitude of the situation, oh Lord, just ain't gonna get it. Shit! I feel like that's good. Ain't shit in the Bible. Shit's in the Bible.
I'm not sure about that one. We'll research that later.
We're
going to learn about Bibles and everything.
Yes. I have several Bibles somewhere around here. I have them. I just don't know where they are. I have Bibles, but I've never bought one of my own. So this is my very first time. But going back to church, and people know how I feel about church. Like, that's not my thing. That's not my thing at all. But it has been well. I've been to 2 services. You've been to, what, 3, 4?
This is my 3rd one.
It's been pretty good.
It has. As long as I'm not at overflow.
Yeah, apparently the overflow room is not where it's at. Basically, you're pretty much watching from home at that point. So, like, if you're interested in going to the Rock City Church, you know, there's a 9 o'clock service. I suggest you get there by 8:30. There's an 11 o'clock service. Or is it 11:30?
11:30
service. You should probably get your ass there around 10:40. 10:30, 10:45, possibly, if you want to sit in the sanctuary. Because it is an experience. It is an experience. I'm sure people have watched him, like, online.
But in person, it's a little bit different.
In person is different. Very much so. Even though today there wasn't a specific word, like, it was very good.
It was.
Very good. I love that he's a very open person. He's a very open man with his emotions and his ability to let them flow and to shed tears on camera. You don't get that from not only men, but pastors. You don't get that right there. There's an openness that he presents to the world.
And you know what's funny? You yourself talk shit about how church is now.
Absolutely.
And him in there condemning it.
Absolutely.
At the same time.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
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 Yeah. Hearing him say those things, I enjoyed that. Not far off sometimes, but I know his intention as well. Now, you've talked to other folks in the church. I haven't. I'm just not that friendly. I'm not that trusting.
The person I talked to is,
the elder lady. That's already too many.
That's one person.
Too many.
Okay, in and out.
It's too many. Never mind.
Anyway.
Either way, it is really good. I was a little afraid of the praise and worship. Y'all know me. I'm there for the music. I get my...
It ain't been bad.
My healing from the music. It hasn't. That's my thing.
And today,
Today was... Yeah. Yeah. And I'm talking, they was pulling from the hymn. They was pulling. So I was there. I was there. The bitch ain't no cry, no poem.
That's true.
Yeah. I wouldn't let the tear fall. Be just walking around with tissue and shit. I had it.
You did.
I had it.
You did.
Yeah.
Almost. Then the motherfucker came in there singing it off key. Pulled me straight out of my prayer. Because I don't know what it is. Okay, so when I'm in church... For me, I feel like when people say, oh, that praying, my version of that is singing. Oh,
fuck.
Is that Gene? My version of that is like singing, because I say use your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So I use my gift well. Give it back. And that's when I feel closest to God.
Amen.
And when I was doing that and feeling closer to God, I heard that crack of voice come in. And I said, now, what is that? Now, what is that? The line got a little fuzzy. Hold on, God. Hold on. You still there? Hello? Hello?
I think he was just trying to catch and see what it was at. But he when he picked it up, it didn't take him long to, like, catch where he needed to be. And like we discussed earlier, he has a very unique voice.
A very unique voice.
Like, it's very Bob Marley-ish.
It's very rockish.
Yes. And I think with his voice and with what the music does with it, it gives it something. Because he doesn't do a lot of riffs and runs. Like, his voice is very... It's very, you know, he can sing. Mm-hmm. It is a very plain voice, but you can tell he can sing because he don't have to do all that. And he doesn't try to either. And I think that's what I like about his voice. I very much so love his voice. I was really looking for him to hit the stage. And when he didn't, I was like, oh, well, maybe this nigga's out today.
He was like,
but when he came in across that mic and I figured out it was him, and I looked in that corner and seen his pole body ass standing over there, I said, there he is right there. There he is. Yeah, that other one, he's a good singer too. I like him.
I just feel like he'd be hollering.
He do, but he didn't miss his notes. He stayed where he needed to be.
In the low?
Right here, down here.
He did.
Growl if you may. Come up some.
He was down there.
Take it back down. He Rose?
What, I think the first time we heard the girl sing today.
It was. I enjoyed her.
Her mic feed was a little off, but...
She gave me a young Tamla man.
I need to stop doing that. And saying something real nice, but then saying something I didn't like. You know, I heard. It's kind of like...
A backhanded compliment?
Yeah. I need to stop doing that. But I really did enjoy her voice. I mean, I just wish they would have fixed the mic feed.
Backhanded compliments are so Southern.
Are they really?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I just really wish they would have fixed her mic feed. She sounded great. Her voice was... She was coming through the mic strong. Mm-hmm. And I was like, turn her down just a little bit. And I saw them over there like trying to fix it.
Yeah.
But she has a powerful voice.
Yeah.
So you really gonna have to...
I think it was that. And then they were too close to her.
So her voice was picking up off the air of the mics.
Yeah, it's also echoing to their mics. And they needed to...
Back up. Now, little other baby, the first boy without the locks, the light skin, he tries to like
pull his away.
His voice.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah. I think too, though, he does it so he won't be too loud in the mic because he does sing higher than the other guy.
He does.
And he's able to modulate higher as well.
He is.
But also, when it goes to everybody singing together, he makes sure, I think that's when he definitely drops his mic because he doesn't want to be coming through on top of them because his mic is the only one up at that time. So I do appreciate that about him because it's not, you know, his show, essentially. But they do sound good. They sound better than when we was out there in that park. That's for damn sure.
I don't think it was the same people.
It wasn't. Some of them.
Some of them, no.
Some of them were up there. Some of them I'll be looking at. They were up there. Some of them were up there.
But the light skinned dude go with him everywhere.
Yeah.
Dreadhead go with him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Adia, I've never seen her in church.
Yeah.
The last three times I was with, I've never seen her.
I don't know who them folks was. That and the song selections. Because that's what I'd be afraid of. That they're going to pop out there with their Christian rap.
They didn't do that. Christian R&B sister.
Christian R&B, please. Mm. But you know, it does. I don't know. I feel different there. You know, I never thought I would be
at a church.
At a church, willingly at that. I tell anybody, I go to church for two things, mostly one. And that's all you got out of me, because I don't live in that realm. But I do like the messages he gives. Can he teach me anything? No. The word is for you to essentially teach yourself. Do people interpret wrong? Absolutely. And that is what's wrong with the world today. It's wrong for interpretation and making it to what you want it to say versus what it actually says. The understanding is not there. But again, I do like the way that he teaches and the notes that he gives. It just can't do anything for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I like who he is as a person. And I think that translates through how he preaches the word.
Yeah.
I can appreciate that.
Y'all need a fix. The coming in and out.
What you mean?
Traffic.
Oh, again, if you looking to go, you need to be, as my mother says, if you are on time, you are late. If you are early, thine is on time. You need to be beyond early.
Yeah.
Because we got there the exact same time we did last time.
Yeah.
And traffic was fighting.
Hard. Had to park our street.
Yeah.
At somebody else's church.
Yeah. No, I don't know why folks be mad as hell. I know they be mad.
Yeah.
I know the E-R. E-R. E-R.
He has a big enough parking lot. They just don't want to deal with all that traffic.
That, and again, church folk love to stand their ass around and talk. You came to the 9:30 service.
Get gone.
Get your ass out. Because all these other folks are coming to this here 11:30 service. And so you should, because a lot of those parking spots, when we were leaving, those people were still in the church when we went in. That's why it was so many parking spots when we came out. Those people weren't there at the 10:30 service. Huh? So that means y'all was standing y'all ass around talking, holding up the parking spots. Get the fuck. You already got your healing. I hope.
Bitch. Well, you know, messages were different. So they didn't get the same thing we got.
That is true.
And I think the actual.
I do appreciate that too. I do appreciate
they
that.
They got the actual sermon for this week. We got something totally different. He just let the.
He let the spirit take. He let the spirit run. And running it was. It was.
It was going. Next thing another woman said,
ah! That man said, there it is.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
And after that.
That was it. Even for himself. That was it. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. Most people would just stick to a message.
He read the scripture from the message and said,
you know what? Right. Right. What was that? He read what? Jeremiah 29 through
29 verse 11 through 20 something.
26, I believe.
11 through 26.
Yeah. For I know the path I have set for you. A word.
Okay, can know it off the top of your dome.
Let me tell you something. I tell anybody, I may not like church. I may have a lot of disdain for church and church people, but that is because of the things that I have always learned and encountered from people. But I was raised in the church. The word is here. It can be here. Oh, I felt that. But it's here. And so the word of God will always be with me. And I know it like the back of my hand. That's why I say, you can't tell me anything about the Bible. Oh, bitch, I know it. The books that are present and non-present. You can't teach me a fuck thing. Oh, I know the word. Well, what? My God today. I'm sorry, excuse me, stop.
I want a tambourine. I just want to...
Nah, we can tell them folks shirts up. Nah.
You think I'm about to order one?
We going there with Tamara. We going to tell them folks church up.
First Sunday?
We would tell them folks church up.
Yeah.
We going there with Tamara. We going to tell them folks church up.
No. It's all right. I'm going to order two off Amazon Friday.
I just don't think we should.
I'm ordering two off Amazon. What type of head you want on yours? A good strong head?
What was I listening to at work? I was packing beside my associates. What was I listening to at church? I know it was Mississippi Mass. Not at church, but at work. I know it was Mississippi Mass. What song was that? Oh my gosh. Where is it? You are in thine history.
That's all they gonna see. Yeah.
Where is that song?
Yeah.
Mississippi Mass. Holy Ghost Power. No, Chicago Mass. My bad. Chicago Mass, Holy Ghost Power. And I had like a box. That's all you heard coming off the wall. When I say I tore that wall up, and the girl that was packing beside me, she sings at Miles. And she just stopped. She said, all right. Because I was tearing that box up. Tearing it up playing. We gonna tell them folks church up playing tambourine. We can't go in there with no tambourine.
See something real quick.
We can't go in there with no tambourine. I'm telling you what I know.
It's gonna be here.
Oh Lord.
Not down.
Oh Lord.
On the $19.30. You want a black one, a silver one? Why is he touching me?
Black type of child. Was that the one with the flat bass?
A head. I don't want that one. I can't do nothing.
I can't do much with that. That's too much shaking.
I need a head.
Yeah. Gotta hear that drum bass.
I know. They gonna have praise and worship and look back. Yo, they going to town. That's what we needed today. We're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we need to be on the bottom floor.
Yeah, nah, they would have heard it from the top. Damn.
Somebody had one, but they stopped.
Yeah. I'd have told that church to peace with that damn ring. I have broken a tambourine. I've broken several, actually. I played a fuck out of tambourine.
I know that. That's why we're going to get you one with a very strong hand.
Yeah, you're going to need it.
That nigga hand going
because I go straight through it. I played a shit out of tambourine.
Sunday. Well, not this coming up Sunday. The next one. We'll have it by then.
Mm. I'll say this Sunday, fourth Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is. Is it 20? No, that's the first. No, it's 29 first.
What?
No, it's only 28 days, it's my, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Thought so. If you gonna be in the bill.
Wait, was it today?
Oh, shit. Say no. Did we miss it? Did we miss for Sunday?
1, 2, 3. Go?
It was today? Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Bitch, today was fourth Sunday. 2nd, 9th, 16th, 23rd.
Did I miss it?
Today was fourth Sunday. Because next week is the
second. I'm sort of thinking it was on the second.
Ass. See, No, because that's March. Mm. 1, 2, 3. Unless it's on March 23rd. Unless we go on March 23rd for 4th Sunday instead. Wait, what was the church anniversary for this
church Sunday? Church
anniversary. Damn.
Was it today?
You might want to see. You might want to check and see.
My mom called me earlier. I'm going to have to wait till she gets out the show. I'll call on the way when we head down the road.
Shit.
What time are we going to leave? It's 7 o'clock, sister.
It seems how are we at?
53 minutes.
Hey, man. I think... First off, you're going to be in the 251. Next week. Isn't it week? Not this upcoming week, but the week after. Online 3rd and 4th. A real one would be in the city. I was going to go to Grand Marshall Ball, but a real bitch got to go to work. But for Fat Tuesday, a real one would be in the city. You don't be at work, ain't you? Damn. Call me. You know, bitch, we outside tonight. Yeah. I'm only there for those 2 days, maybe even one. Yeah, I know I like to get there and get back.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. It's a 3-hour drive.
Amen.
Yeah. But
I don't have any end notes.
As weird as it may be.
It's weird.
Rededicate yourself.
Hey.
And I know that sounds weird coming from me. Out of all people, rededicate thine self. And it doesn't have to be publicly. It doesn't have to be in front of a church because that's not my thing. It's heavily not my thing. But it doesn't hurt to find a space that fits for you in that way and find people who encourage that, because we oftentimes refuse to let people influence us or allow our friends to influence us. But sometimes the influence really does have great intention, and it is for the good of ourselves. And I can say, without Zion, I would not have went back to church ever. That would not be my purview. And so for that, I thank you.
Might want to thank Michael.
Not it was Michael's idea.
Because without him, I wouldn't have went.
Ah, true.
It starts with one person.
It does start with one. It just trickles down. Come on, when two or three are gathered.
Hey,
Yeah. Ishkatai.
Ooh. My God, unto us. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Y'all be safe.
Peace and blessings and manifestation.
We gotta hit the road and get on down here and handle some stuff.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. And just remember, doom, 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 he's an on-time guy.
Amen.
Yes, he is. Ooh, on-time guy. Yes, he is. He may not come when you want him, but he'll be there right on time. I say, yeah, he's an on-time guy. Thank God. Yes, he is. Do 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 do